Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. I know you're sick of us saying that because we've been saying it every single day since August, but it's okay. We're still here wrapping up April. Can you believe it? This show is going to wrap up at the end of May. It's kind of sad, but Katie Miglin is here and we're getting into the fun. She looks confused. Maybe she's continuing the show after May? I don't know. We'll be right back. Good morning. My name is Ray Hewart. I have my orange juice ready for this morning. Katie Miglin is here and apparently confused about our Teach Better Today morning show. So Katie, hi, welcome to the show. Is this your first time?
Hi, good morning. No, it took me a really long time to process when you said this will wrap up the show at the end of May. I'm like, but it's the end of April.
So we're like in the end of April. Yeah. There's about one more month of the show.
Of shows. Record, like us doing this, not, yeah, it just took me a little bit.
Yeah, we will end the Teach Better Today morning show near the end of May. Typically the first week of June, we take a summer break and then we come back, maybe. Usually we ask your opinion, friends, by the way, if you want us to come back.
Yes, I'm back on the right path of knowing what's going on. Hi, good morning. Happy Friday. It's Friday, right?
It's Friday. And I probably did say it wrong. I'll at least give you a little bit of credit that I'm sure I was like, blah, blah, blah. I haven't had my coffee yet. Welcome.
Well, honestly, that's where I was at too. I was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Hi, friends. We have our lives together. We know what's going on.
Happy Friday. Yeah, I'm happy it's Friday. The sun is out. To me, that's a win. I don't know.
Yeah. And I say this, I think honestly, people are really sick of me saying it, but it's warmer. I can sit outside.
I don't want to hear that right capacity? Now.
What?
It's cold. This has not been like, it was warm a few weeks ago. Now it's like back in the 50s and 60s in Chicago. It's not warm yet.
Okay. But there's warmth for a couple hours. Like my husband and I went toe to toe about this last weekend because it was like, I don't know, like maybe 60s when it said on the app, but I was like outside in like a long sleeve shirt, sun was shiny, it felt warm enough. And he's like, it is so cold. I'm like, you're being so dramatic. It is not cold. It's just not shorts weather. Like to me, warmth is I don't need a coat and I can stay outside for long periods of time. So
fair enough. And I know that this conversation is a week late, but I don't care. I'm continuing it. So I went golfing on Saturday and it was 39, 40 degrees. It was so cold. I had so many layers on and it was freezing and the sun was not, it was cloudy. And I was like, what is this garbage? The next day, that Sunday is what the day that you're talking about. It was 60 degrees. The sun was out. It made a massive impact.
Yep.
And I complained the entire day because I'm like, where was this like 24 hours ago when I was golfing versus right now I'm like driving around doing errands and I'm sweating in a sweater.
I'm grateful for the sunshine. That's all I
get you. Speaking of last weekend, Brad Hughes and I were live for our Sunday weekly warm up and we talked interview questions, interview techniques. Mm-hmm. We're going to actually get to that a little bit today in case some of you are interested in more of that content, or in case you missed the Sunday show, you can get a little dose of it here and then definitely go check out the Sunday show. It's a little bit of a longer show. We did some mock interview questions. It was a really fun conversation. So we'll get to that a little later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rolling into the weekend. I feel like we haven't really done a Teach Better team, like recap what we're doing, things we've got going on with our community. All those things. It's been a while.
You mean like events or you traveling?
No, I mean like all the things. Like we have been, I feel like in schools, like our team has been kind of all over wrapping up school years, kind of finding the sweet spot in between testing seasons. I know depending on the state you're in, you might have AP testing or your state testing or whatever. So I know sometimes we kind of like jump into a school in between that, but also it's like some school years are wrapping up here next month. Some they go a little longer. So, but we also have a couple things going on with our network. I know you wanted to talk through like the deal of the week that we've been offering.
Yeah, I do. There's actually a few things now that you're mentioning that, because this coming week is like the end of April, starting May. The week after that is Teacher Appreciation Week, and we have a ton planned for that. So friends, just keep your eyes out. Make sure you're following the Teach Better team on all social media. We have a lot for you during Teacher Appreciation Week, and I want to make sure it's kind of on your radar to enjoy the fun. If you guys aren't on our email list, we have a deal of the week that's been happening every week for the last 3 weeks. I think we should continue it. It's just like good freebies, good opportunities that we have never offered in this like wide variety. And the deals go Monday through Friday. So if you're listening to this when we're live or even just right after the fact, the deal of the week is still good. Only last Monday through Friday. So if you wanted this deal of the week, which I can actually pull up, I know I had it. If you want this deal of the week, you definitely need to go and grab this. It says, for a limited time, we're offering a massive discount on full access to the Teach Better Academy, our comprehensive asynchronous learning platform featuring over 50 courses designed for teachers and educational leaders. To be able to do the, to be able to gain access to this deal. And there's a lot of information. If you're on our email list, you kind of got more of a synopsis of what this includes. But essentially, if you want this, just email Chad Orshowski. Chad is the one that just sent him an email saying, hey, I heard the deal of the week this week is super good about the Teach Better Academy. How do I get it?
Yeah, easy enough. And get yourself some PD, especially line up your summer with, you know, that way it's always easier. I feel like, I don't know, I just feel different, a different headspace when I'm like sitting outside, maybe a adult beverage in hand, like consuming some PD on a much slower pace than during the school year when you already have 100 things you're trying to juggle. So like set yourself up so that you can take some courses this summer, you know, reset, give you some fresh ideas going into next school year.
Yeah. And it changes every week. And sometimes it's location based. I know the week before we had something only exclusive to Ohio. I'm sure there'll be exclusive like elements still coming out, but I feel like at least every other week, it's more or less general. So everybody can take advantage. This week, obviously everyone can take advantage. So yeah, it's kind of easy. Just sign up for our email list. If you're not on that, go to teachbetter.com, the homepage. You scroll down a little bit, you can see there's an email sign up. We don't email very often, but the deal of the week is definitely one that you don't want to miss. So
yeah, for sure.
It gives you that opportunity. And I'm excited to see you all take advantage of that. I know we've given away like free follow-up days, free workshops. There was like something for like some grant writing stuff. Like we're constantly just trying to find cool new ways to have you guys get beneficial free stuff. So I love it.
Yeah. And it's not like your typical like stuff that we do for maybe our 12-hour smart events. It's a little bit more focused, a little, just kind of a different vibe. So it's, yeah it's going to be good. And I'm excited. Teacher Appreciation Week is right around the corner, like you said. So yeah, lots of good stuff on the horizon, kind of wrapping up school years and looking to help schools.
Speaking of Teacher Appreciation Week, oh my God, I'm not going to remember. I'm going to butcher this, but I'll find it for you. If you're interested, DM me. We are doing some really good book discounts. If you guys are in a position where you're looking to give gifts for Teacher Appreciation Week, whether you're a teacher wanting to give another teacher a gift, like maybe your children's teacher or something along those lines, or if you're an administrator and you're looking for small little things to gift, books are always really fun, especially if you're you have different people in your building, maybe you want to give them different types of books. We're doing big discounts right now on Teach Better, Teachers Deserve It, and Aspire to Lead. All those three books have very different goals, different type of educator you might gift those to. So highly, highly recommend you take advantage of that so you can save a little bit of money on those bulk orders. Aspire to Lead is perfect for anybody aspiring to be in this leadership role. It could be a leader that's already in the role that wants to further their leadership skills. Or maybe you have a teacher leader who's looking to just continue getting involved in supporting the family. That would be big. Teach Better is full of little tips and tricks. So I feel like that would be really nice for a new teacher, an educator who's kind of looking for kind of like a spattering of cool little different ideas on how to improve their grading, their assessment, all that, their instruction. It's kind of like a very wide reach. And then Teachers Deserve It is a little bit more inspirational and has some really simple, very simple takeaways of things that educators can do right now to really feel empowered. So I would classify that one as a little bit more of an empowerment book. So lots of good things there. I forgot about that. I'm so excited for it.
Yes. Go check it out. Join our mailing list so that you can get that information and so that you don't miss out. But yeah, there's lots of good things happening. So do you want to jump into Team Talk?
Yep. Team Talk. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us here on Teach Better Today Morning Show. We are talking interview techniques, interview ideas, interview tips and tricks. This was something that we were able to highlight on our Sunday weekly warm-up last week, and a lot of you appreciated the dialogue that we were able to have. So just trying to continue to sprinkle this in as many of us are either applying for different roles or conducting interviews, depending on what position you're in and sitting on different committees. Katie, I know interviews are something that, you know, are stressful, or you get really nervous. I know you've interviewed for a number of jobs in your past. What do you feel like is your go-to interview idea that you want to, like, an educator to keep in mind?
Don't wear something that's uncomfortable, because you're already going to be uncomfortable. Did you already say that? Is that all
you're doing? No, it's a really good one. I don't think we talked about that on our Sunday show specifically, but I remember graduating from college and you essentially wear like your mom's clothes to interview. And when I say that, I don't mean you're actually wearing your mom's clothes, but you're wearing something that you've never worn before. It feels strange and uncomfortable. And it's like, you're like already uncomfortable in your skin and now you're uncomfortable in your clothes.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like, you know, yes, I'm all for like dressing up, making yourself stand out, like looking professional. All that is so true. But also you don't want to be, you don't want to feel uncomfortable because you're already going to be uncomfortable and stressed about the interview. But then you also don't want to like, you know me, I'm not a fake person. I'm not about creating like a fake image. So there's got to be a little bit of like you in whatever you're choosing to wear. So like dressing up is different than I'm dressing to fit a mold of something that I think they want. And so making sure that you find something that is like really kind of shows your personality, but also that you can sit and be comfortable with, or if you have to teach a lesson, or if you have to like do a presentation or whatever, be mindful, like you don't want to be messing with your clothes and you don't want to be uncomfortable. So do something that's going to make you feel like you.
Yeah, friends. I don't know if this comes across in our ridiculous banter that Katie and I have with like working together on a daily basis, but Katie, I love how you dress. It's just very different than me typically. Yeah. And right. I know this is like against all the rules that people say in interviews, but I would say go basic and dress up with jewelry. Like if you don't know what to wear a black sweater. That's my answer. If you don't know what to wear, put on black pants, be done. And then throw on a necklace, throw on a sparkly earring and move on. Don't think about it. It's so much more beneficial to just be cozy and comfortable. Whereas Katie would recommend, and we have not talked about this, so I'm making this up, but like, I feel like I know you. Katie has like a beautiful closet of just nice blouses that make me uncomfortable to wear, but she always looks really good in them. So she'd be like, you don't know what to wear, grab a blouse, just throw it on and walk out the door. And like, that would be comfortable to me, but it would look so great on you.
But yeah, I mean, just like fit your personality because you just want to be able to be you. And I think that would be like my other piece of advice, not just what your physical appearance is. But I mean, I'm a firm believer in like whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. Like, even though in the moment it might, you know, getting the news might be good or bad. Like there's so many feelings that are associated, which are valid, but like you want to be you in the interview. And sometimes I think, and I know I'm saying this like as someone who did this my first couple interviews, it was like I was always trying to act and be a certain way because I wanted to fit whatever they were looking for. And the reality is, if my personality wasn't going to mesh with the staff or the principal or whatever, I wanted them to know who I was. I didn't want to be this different person because at the end of the day, like you have to work with them. If you get the job, you have to work with them every day. And so make sure that your personality is prevalent, not only what you're wearing, but also just in yourself. I mean, I'm a person that I can kind of laugh at my mistakes. And have I been nervous? Absolutely. Have I said things that I'm like, that made no sense? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, like, just remind yourself, like, you are who you are. And that interview isn't going to change that. And you want them to hire you, not the act that you put on in that hour interview.
Yeah, I will say some easy go-tos if you are deciding between certain things. No jeans. Yeah. Please don't wear jeans in an interview. Doesn't need to happen. Do it at the job if they allow. We won't even get into that conversation. If you're a male, wearing an easy button-down is great. It's good to throw a sport coat over. It's good to bring a sport coat if you don't need it. It's just good to have with you. Yeah. If you don't wear it, at least it was there. And just like tuck everything in. That's the other thing. Like you want to look clean and simple. That would be my recommendation. So
I would recommend like looking on their social media if they have it or looking online. I know I've worked with a couple people recently who have been doing interviews and they, you know, they're looking on their websites, they're looking on their Facebook pages and like see if you can get a sense for what the vibe is as far as, are they a school that you typically see like everyone's in jeans or do they wear like ties and dresses and stuff? Like, see if you can do some of that research like behind the scenes. Cause what you don't want is to walk in and be severely underdressed or maybe severely overdressed. And then you're immediately in your head of like, I don't match the room or I don't match, like I'm not close enough. So just like try to set yourself up for success in those little ways. But we know that like what you wear is one piece of the puzzle. So obviously there's lots of other things to be considering, but like we know that also is what can cause you a lot of stress in those final moments right before your interview. We've all done it, standing in the closet, like, oh my gosh, nothing I have is going to work. And so just like give that some thought, just like you're giving your resume thought and giving your answers thought, like give your outfit some thought.
I will say, Katie, something we did mention on Sunday, but I just want to say it again as a really easy thing. Bring a little notebook with you. It doesn't need to be large. Like, this is my to-do list. Katie bought this for me, but like a small little notebook and write your 3 follow-up questions on it that you're going to ask at the end of the interview. You do not need to memorize them. Write them down. We gave you suggestions in our Sunday show about what those 3 things should be. We actually like spelled it out for you so you can copy those as your 3 questions at the end. Leave a really good impression, but just make sure to bring that in. That's a really easy trick. Takes away one less thing you have to remember.
I would say too, this is like a tip I've learned in the last couple of weeks after talking to a few people who have been doing interviews. Don't schedule your interview super close. So what I mean by that is I was talking to someone and she had an interview like at one point in the afternoon, and then she was going to jump to another school. She had a meeting and then she had another interview later in the day, and it worked out and it was fine for her. But the reality is like, you know how schools are. That principal could have gotten called into something. Something could happen in the office. So give yourself some wiggle room, because what you don't want is if you have an interview that is backing up to something really important and it's really close as far as time, like you only scheduled enough time to get in the car and drive back to school, you're going to be immediately distracted in that interview and you won't be able to like take a breath and actually be present in the interview because you're going to be so stressed for time. And that can be also if you have things that work too close and then you come in late to an interview. So some of those little things are things that like I've just found for my personality and, you know, whether it's interviews or meetings, whatever, just like set yourself up for success in those ways so that you can be fully present in the interview.
So good. I'm trying to think of if we both, I feel like, okay, well, both of us should give one more piece of advice, something for interviewing. The problem is I keep leaning on the Sunday one. Like, you guys have to promise me you go watch the Sunday show, because we had like a few of my big ones that I'm like, please don't forget this. I'm trying to provide more variety than those. Silly one. And I like know that half of you won't do this, but like, I think it makes a big difference. Write a thank you card and leave it in the mailbox when you walk out of the interview.
Oh, okay. I would say like send a follow-up email that night that says like, thanks for your time.
Both of them are fine depending on if you want to be old school or new school.
Well, yeah, I think sometimes like, I don't know. I think an email, you could bring up something that happened in the interview. Like, it could be a little bit more specific, but yeah, like a card could be a nice touch of like, so I think whatever vibe you're wanting, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer.
And I still like personalizing the message. So I know this is silly, but even if you write it in the parking lot and drop it when you leave, like there's a few different ways to do it, but decide how you're going to give a thankful follow-up, whatever that is.
Absolutely. Yep. That's a good one. Okay. This is kind of a silly one, but something I feel like as a person who has done interviews, like I've sat on several interview panels, think about if you're a person that will fidget, think about what you have on you to avoid fidgeting. Because I've sat on interviews where they have like a necklace or they have like something and they fidget the whole time and they're completely unaware because they're in their answers, but it is so distracting to the panel. So if you're someone like, I know people have like certain things on their wrist or whatever, because it helps with their focus. That's different to me than like if you have a necklace and you're going to sit and do this the whole time, you know, like just think through like, am I a fidgeter? Should I be mindful of this?
Yeah. You don't want to fidget anywhere from here and here. Like, yes. If you're going to fidget under the table with your fingers, no hair, no necklace, no face, like nothing.
Because again, it's about letting them see who you truly are, not being distracted by something you're doing.
Well, and I'm sure you all see that when you watch us on the show. Like, I mess with my hair far too much. But if I especially sat here and was like, yeah, Katie, I agree, because like, this is so distracting.
I think we fidget with stuff because we like when we do these shows, we see ourselves like we're looking at a screen, so I can be like, So like hopefully in an interview you wouldn't necessarily do that. But again, those are just like silly things that I think sometimes are forgotten, because you could obviously like look up, we could listen to the Sunday show. There's lots and lots of places you can get great interview questions, great interview answers. But like, I don't know, I'm all about like the realistic, like set yourself up for success and do all the little things so that your answers are the bomb, which they're going to be. Right. And no one's distracted by something else.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a really good one. Friends, if you have any other interview questions that you want Katie and I to consider, whether you are conducting the interview or you're being interviewed, we would love to keep talking on this topic. I know it's very relevant to many, many people who I explore other positions, and we're happy to share tips and tricks. We've all been through lots of different interview experiences, not only within the education space, but also within our team. And we love being able to share all the different experiences. So keep us updated, and we will make sure to bring this into the show as you all have questions. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your Friday and enjoy the weekend and so many good things here, friends. Try and enjoy the sunshine.
Yep. See you later.
Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.